50 Shades of Cruise debuts on home video. Quickly polled. This is Pia Ferva with a news. That's forced. A disclaimer. This news report might not be safe for work. You've been warned. Sunday, February 14th, 2016. Washington, D.C. Just in time for Valentine's Day, a straight-to-video porno, 50 Shades of Cruise, was released to whatever video stores are left across the world Friday. By Saturday, the film had been pulled from stock in 50 of those stores. Go figure. Film is yet another piss take on the wildly popular novel and film 50 Shades of Grey, in which a GOP presidential hopeless, hopeful, Ted Cruz, playing himself under the porn name Dingus Johnson, has a sexual encounter with a smoking hot blonde porn star Amy Lindsay under the alias Barbie Doll, whilst campaigning for president. Not to be confused with the Wayans spoof 50 Shades of Black, Cruise's film is the most erotic Cruise movie since Eyes Wide Shut. In fact, a single sex scene takes place in one continuous take for a staggering hour and a half, the longest sex scene in the history of cinema. But that's not necessarily why the film was pulled. Conservative Republicans and Cruz's campaign felt that a pornographic or otherwise erotic film was inappropriate for a man running as a GOP candidate. Cruz himself didn't think so, nor did his co-star. In fact, Amy Lindsay appeared on CNN's State of the Union with Jake Tapper to discuss the controversy.
"People need to get over themselves," she says. "It's just a movie. What kind of world are we living in where you can't even get an NC-17 movie released in theaters? And even a straight-to-video movie, most of which aren't very good anyway, gets everybody up in arms. I don't get it."
When asked if she was already a Cruise supporter before the film, she replied,
"Are you kidding? The only Republican candidate I've heard of is Donald Trump. I thought I was doing a movie with Tom Cruise. Then in comes some guy who I thought was Will Forte. I consider myself fiscally conservative, but there's no way in H.E. double hockey sticks that I'm voting for any of these clowns. So no, it was just a gig."
This has been Pia Ferva with a news. Your number 601 source for election updates.
Yeah.